builders of the Atticum when it was started, and this was in the East. It was very long ago.
Not as a new system of teaching, not as a new system of training,
but there were certain clarifications made. Indeed, there were more things involved than this, because also the Master of Wisdom told Dr. Case that each era, each period, as evolution progressed, there were many aspects of the spiritual training which had been completely esoteric, which were ready to be made more available to aspirants. Therefore, we would say at least three-quarters of the BOTA teachings which you get in your lessons were very strictly esoteric, given only to the obligated aspirants who were taken in to what, for lack of a better term, we may call the mystery school system. At least three-quarters of what you received was completely esoteric and has been made available, because during this cycle, many more aspirants are ready and able to receive, assimilate, and use these wonderful truths and methods. However, this does not mean that in the lessons you receive everything that BOTA has to offer, because always we have what we call the exoteric and also what is called the esoteric. Only under instructions from the inner school, from the Master of Wisdom, are we able to give out more, and those who receive the esoteric training must have gone through what we call the exoteric training first. And then, if they can pass the various tests, there is available to them more, very much more. Well, Dr. Case then got busy. He filled in all the studies that he could. He laid the groundwork, and at very profound sacrifice, though he never thought it was that, he gave up a very successful career with very fine earning capacity in order to give all his time to his service. And he always used to say, you know, some people have to work for a living and some people don't. I don't work for a living because I enjoy my work. I play. But the strange thing is, his play involved something like 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. To him, it was not work. He loved it. He had a spirit of service that is rare indeed. Not that he didn't occasionally get a little tired of playing. And after I came on the scene, just to share a little smile, I used to push him into taking care of various aspects of the work, which required a little practical consideration. And it was at that time I received the name of being a Mrs. Simon Legree. Well, of course, my karma has come home to roost, because now I have Simon Legree who get after me. And it's very lovely. But as time went on, Dr. Case found it was necessary to move the work to the West Coast. He had many active centers going in the East, but he was told by the inner school that there was going to be a cycle in which it was best not to spread the work too fully, because there were going to be an influx of aspirants, and what we had to offer, incidentally, was never advertised. The only people who found us were those who had the, shall we say, karma to have it recommended to them by others. So that if it seems to some of our followers that we are small, this is not actually the case. We remained very deliberately small because we were awaiting the period the cycle when the next stage of the work of Builders of the Adytum would be ready. And when that time approached, I hope you'll forgive my levity, but let us say the inner school played a very dirty trick on Mrs. Case and myself. They took Dr. Case off to the other side of the veil and left us holding the bag. But we had been prepared for this. We knew, of course, that this was going to come about fairly soon. We knew that it had been Dr. Case's mission to receive, transcribe, clarify, and get into more modern presentation the ageless wisdom and specialized training that Builders of the Adytum has to offer, and then mine to fill in a few of the gaps and to spread it, because this was the time, and apparently Dr. Case has been able to do a better job in helping to spread our work from the other side than he would have done here, because he had certain traits which were too scholarly, shall we say. They were the sort of characteristics which were required to bring in this massive, staggering treasure which we have at this time. And I suppose it takes a more practical human being to be trained and serve as a channel for the extension of this type of work. Therefore, we got busy as soon as we received our instructions from the inner school. And much to our astonishment, doors seemed to open, although we shouldn't have been astonished. I mean, we grant this. Because down through the years, we've noticed that guidance and help has always come whenever it was required. Nevertheless, it was quite an amazing thing to watch how the inner school guided the extension of the work of BOTA. Our own were brought to us with all the various and special talents which they had. And each of the talents was a vital and essential part of the work. So that now we have a staff which we are so proud of. We love each other so much that I think if some of you watched us occasionally, you would perhaps think we are over demonstrative, but certain feelings require expression, or perhaps we feel we might burst. And the gifts and the treasures and the talents which have been brought to BOTA under this guidance which was promised us, this help which was promised us, these have certainly come into being just exactly as we were told it would. And therefore, this dream that is just now starting its new phase, this, incidentally, was the dream Dr. Case had all through the years. Often and often, Dr. Case, Mrs. Case, and I would talk about the time when we had our own temple, when we had a place where aspirants could come regularly, receive the teachings, the inspiration, the help, and give us the privilege of knowing that we are truly carrying on that which has been put in our hands. And this dream at last is here. We are so overwhelmed, really, I can scarcely speak, because what this has meant to all of us is beyond communication. So you will forgive me if I'm a little incoherent. I feel this way. I rejoice, and I know we all rejoice together, that this dream has now come into being, that now, from all the corners of the earth, our members, our beloved sisters and brothers, will have a place to come to, will be able to gather together to be inspired, will be able to receive the very specialized forces which come under this type of work and training. Because, remember, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I amongst you. This has more profound meaning than many of us may realize. And the inner school can and does transmit an energy, an intensification of the consciousness, of the emotional nature, when we gather as a group regularly. A sort of group soul is formed. And this group soul is like an open cup that has no bottom. It pours, the energies pour in, and we discover that we become aware of areas within ourselves in life which we never dreamed even existed. Because as a group, we can handle more intense energies than either any of us can alone, and that prepares our vehicle so that after a while, we can handle it alone also. But when that time comes, it's time to start handing it on to others, as we all realize. We have wonderful helpers, volunteers, dedicated ones who've come and done so many marvelous things for us and with us, and incidentally for themselves. We want you to feel, because this is true, this is your temple, yours and yours alone. Builders of the Atatom is a non-profit organization. Those who happen to be on the staff are not the owners. They only have earned the privilege of losing a little more sleep, working a little harder, and forgetting to eat because of all the riches and treasure that have come to them from the work. Nevertheless, it's your temple. We want you to feel that if you join with us regularly in our services and in our classes, that you are entering your home, your spiritual home, and we know, because we have seen it happening down through the years, we know that as we give of the various treasures that come, and after all, they're not ours, they're God's, that you will discover a life, and many of you have, I know, I can see your faces, right and left, and up and down, you will discover a treasure that is beyond comprehension. When I met Dr. Case, I was bitter, pessimistic, morose, unhappy, walking on crutches or a cane, and never on God's green earth could you have found a person who was more sorry for themselves than I was. And I made it a religious duty, I mean it was a religious duty, to pour my woes and sorrows into any ear that would listen. Quite a reprehensible character, sounds like, but truly, I was a very unhappy soul. And from the moment I met Dr. Case, this startling recognition occurred between us. My life changed so fantastically that, again, just as our beloved Reverend Arthur Edmond said, if I told you some of the stories, you wouldn't believe it, and I usually tell some of them in the classes during talks because we love to share some of the things which helps the faith for all. I think that we've talked to you and not to you long enough. We will proceed with the service by having our healing service. There are those who weep, whose lives are burdened with sorrow. There are those whose hearts are heavy, whose bodies are racked with pain. We will now hold these near and dear ones in our thoughts, permeate them in the healing love of God, wash them in the wholeness of the divine perfection. I think like a God, I speak like a God, I act like a God, for I am the offspring of the living God. This body is an expression and manifestation of the divine idea. Every nerve, every muscle, every cell is now vibrant with light, life, energy, in perfect rhythm, in perfect harmony, and perfect coordination with the whole. I am in thee, and thou art in me. Thou, Almighty One, inmost and most high, may these whose names we hold in our minds come to the realization that the real self reveals the truth and sets them free from all negativity. May they come to rely on spirit, not on form, on movement, not on structure, and thus change daily into a more responsive instrument of the life power. May they realize the transformation into the likeness of the one self, that self which sees not but the perfection of the divine manifestation. May they, as of this hour, resign themselves utterly to the unfailing support of the one reality. Instructed by the inner voice, may they turn away from the limitations of the outer senses, that their bodies may be transformed into the new image through the unfailing strength of the perfect law. May they realize the everlasting and overshadowing protection of the Almighty One. Amen. May the one ego seated in the hearts of men shine ever brighter in all the ways of your life. May you walk through the highways and byways of the great adventure in the sure knowledge that the Christus lights the path before you. And may you abide under the shadow of his wings, whose name is Peace, Jehovah. Amen. This concludes our dedication service.